Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Some Assignments Inspire and Others Don't? Let's dive in. Picture this. Student A rushes through a worksheet to get it done. Student B stays after class, excited to share their project discoveries. The difference isn't the student, it's the design. When assignments feel like transactions, learning dies. When they spark innovation, education comes alive. So what separates inspiring assignments from forgettable ones? First, it's what I call the curiosity gap. Traditional assignments answer questions students never asked. Innovation-driven tasks start with student wonder. What if we could solve our school's lunch waste problem? We need to shift from complete this to explore this mystery. When students feel like detectives rather than data entry clerks, everything changes. The research backs this up. Studies show assignments with built-in choice increase engagement by 40%. This aligns perfectly with constructivist learning theory. Students build deeper meaning when they have agency in their learning. Here's a simple framework. Offer choice in topic, method, or presentation format. Even small choices create ownership. Before you assign any task, apply what I call the so what test. Ask yourself, would I be excited to do this? If not, redesign it. Add one real-world connection. How does this impact our community? Include one creative choice, drawing, building, performing, or debating. These elements transform compliance into curiosity. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. A seventh grade science teacher was covering density and volume. Instead of having students measure random classroom objects, she reframed the lesson around ocean plastic pollution. Students investigated which bottle designs could reduce environmental impact. Teams designed, tested, and pitched solutions to local businesses. Students discovered the same scientific concepts while addressing real environmental challenges. The learning objective remained identical, but the student experience was transformative. Here's your Monday action. Take your next planned assignment and add these three elements: student choice, real-world connection, and creative expression. Watch how have to transforms into get to. When we design assignments that inspire, we're teaching students to see learning as discovery, not duty. Innovation isn't a subject, it's a mindset we model through meaningful work. Every assignment is an opportunity to show students that learning connects to something bigger than a grade book. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. This spring, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Prof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.